Welcome to Israel 18 News at 11 p.m. Here's your hourly briefing. A cool evening across Israel, with clear skies over Jerusalem and Tel Aviv, Haifa is experiencing a gentle breeze, making it a pleasant night to be outside. Here are today's headlines. First, the Jerusalem Post reports just in that Finland and Israel have quietly extended their defense agreement for another 10 years. The pact was originally signed during the 2024 Gaza conflict, despite opposition criticism in Finland. Also, Ynet reports earlier this hour on Jewish extremists harassing Palestinians and the IDF. The security establishment claims these attacks stem from a core group directing a larger network. Also this hour, Walla confirms the death of a person in the Rishon LeZion fire. The blaze erupted in an underground parking lot, affecting multiple vehicles. Separately, I24 News highlights President Erdogan's recent verbal attack on Israel. He accused Israel of Goebbels-style propaganda, among other harsh terms. And finally, JTA reflects on the death of Ratko Mladic. A law professor argues that his genocide conviction differs fundamentally from Israel's actions against Hamas. Here's what people are saying online. Hen Matzig, an Israeli activist, posted earlier that Hakeem Jeffries, a top Democrat, condemned anti-Semitism on CNN, specifically naming Hassan Piker. Gideon Saar, a former Israeli minister, announced earlier today that Dutch representatives are being expelled from Israel. This follows the Dutch government's ban on trade from certain Israeli territories. Velaz News reported earlier that the expulsion order targets Dutch diplomats due to the new Dutch law affecting Israeli settlements. The diplomats have 1 week to depart. Now, for more on those stories, starting with the defense agreement between Finland and Israel, reported by the Jerusalem Post, the renewal signifies strong military collaboration, even under political strain. The agreement aims to bolster defense capabilities amidst regional tensions. This extension highlights the ongoing strategic partnership despite external pressures. Turning to the situation reported by Ynet involving Jewish extremists, these individuals, according to the security establishment, are orchestrating attacks on Palestinians and IDF personnel. The group consists of roughly 70 to 10-0 leaders, directing about 300 followers. Authorities are under pressure to curb these activities to prevent further escalation. Meanwhile, in Rishon LeZion, as reported by Walla, a fire in an underground parking lot has tragically claimed a life. Fire and rescue teams are investigating the cause, which damaged several vehicles. This incident raises concerns about fire safety in residential complexes. On the diplomatic front, I24 News reports Turkish President Erdogan's verbal salvo against Israel. His comments come amid ongoing tensions between the two nations. This rhetoric may further strain diplomatic relations, impacting regional cooperation efforts. And finally, JTA discusses the contrast between Ratko Mladic's genocide conviction and Israel's military actions. The law professor emphasizes fundamental differences, countering accusations against Israel. This comparison seeks to shift narratives around international law and conflict. Turning to business and markets. First, Israel Hayom Business reports that Wall Street might soon operate 23 hours a day. This change could allow Israeli investors to respond to global market events more swiftly, even overnight. Separately, CTech warns of imminent AI-powered cyber threats. Major tech companies caution that existing cybersecurity measures may not suffice. Israel, a leader in tech innovation, is urged to adapt to these evolving challenges. And finally, Walla Business highlights a significant satellite deal for Israel Aerospace Industries. Nigeria's decision to purchase advanced satellites from Israel marks a major move away from its previous Chinese supplier. This deal could redefine Israel's role in global satellite markets. That's all for now from Israel 18 News. Join us again at 12 a.m. for the latest. This bulletin was generated using AI based on publicly available information. Please verify key details independently.